Shkalim Perkei Mishnah Dalet 5-4. Mishu Mavakish Nechasim. Someone who needed to purchase their Nesachim. Again, they wanted to purchase it at the Beis Hamikdash rather than trouble themselves to bring it and keep it with Tahara. Holech lo Eitzel Yochanan. He, the person who needed the Nesachim, would go to Yochanan. Shehu Mamuna al Hachsamos. He was the one who was in charge of the vouchers. Nosan lo Maos. He, the purchaser, would give to Yochanan the requisite amount of money to get whatever particular voucher he needed. Umekabel meno chosam. And he would get from Yochanan the voucher. Bolo Eitzel Achia. Then he would take that voucher to Achia, Shehu Mamuna ala Nesachim. He was the person who was in charge of handing out the packages of pre-made Nesachim, supplies, the wine, the oil, and the flour. But Nosan lo chosam, he would give to Achia the voucher, Umekabel meno Nesachim, and he would get from Achia the supplies for the Nesachim. Vila Erev, and then in the evening, Ba'en ze Eitzel ze, Yochanan and Achia would get together, and they would reconcile the accounts. V'achia motzi etzachosa mos, u'makabel kenegdan mos. Achia would take out the vouchers he collected, and he would get the fair amount of money that he is entitled to for each of those vouchers, meaning they kind of did like sort of like a double-entry accounting. They said Yochanan had $100, and Achia had 100 vouchers, and it's each voucher is a dollar, so therefore $100 transferred to Achia. Vim chosiru, chosiru lehekdesh. If it turns out that Achia presented 100 vouchers, but there in the cash register, Yochanan had $101, so then the extra dollar, which was unaccounted for, would go to the hekdesh, meaning go to the Bet HaKabayis and the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to going into Yochanan's pocket. Vim pachasu, on the other hand, if there were $99 and there were 100 vouchers, there's a missing dollar. Hayamishalom Yochanan and Beso. Yochanan would have to reach into his pocket and from his own household provide the missing dollar. Sheyad Hekdesh al Elyona, because Hekdesh, the Beis HaMikdash, has the upper hand. Now that last sentence here about Hekdesh having the upper hand is actually referring to the first part, that if there were an extra dollar, that extra dollar would go to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning that if you had two people just in private practice and were selling hot dogs at the baseball game with the same voucher system, so then if at the end of the game we bring the vouchers and there's 100 vouchers, $101, so then under normal circumstances, the guy with the extra dollar could just put it into his pocket. But we're saying, no, while that's true, the Beis HaMikdash has the upper hand, and therefore the extra dollar goes to the Beis HaMikdash. On the flip side, even if we weren't talking about Hekdesh, we're talking about regular people, and at the end of the baseball game, the guy presents the 100 vouchers, and the guy who's collecting the money only has $99, of course, he would be responsible to come up with the missing dollar. Why not? He was obviously didn't do his job properly of collecting dollars properly as he handed out those vouchers. He'd be responsible regardless of whether we're talking about a regular person or the Beis HaMikdash.